Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Service. I'm so sorry the call cut off. Yes.
Okay.
So we were in protecting voting rights and democracy. How would you rate that on a scale from 0 to 10? Thank you. Then we
Ten.
have, 10. Thank you. Then we have banning assault weapons.
Eight.
Thank you. And improving K-12 education.
Eight.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
Still motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one we have on the list is Elon Musk.
Zero.
Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
Zero.
Republicans in Congress,
Zero.
Meta slash Facebook.
Ten.
Thank you. Then we have Mike Johnson.
Zero.
Then we have Donald Trump.
Zero.
Then we have TikTok.
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
And Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, just please let me know.
Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
Can I swear? because Donald Trump is a tyrant and a threat to democracy, I would vote for my dog over Donald Trump.
Threat to democracy. And I will vote for my dog. Should I add it?
I would vote for my dog. My dog would do a better job than, yes, I would rather have my dog as president than Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
And would you say is somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Much more of a threat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
They should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Facebook or Meta, X formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Google, Instagram, or video games?
It's a tough question. I don't use most of them, so I would feel because it's one of them.
And depending on what you've heard, what people have commented to you, what would you say is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security out of the list?
TikToks.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use any of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram?
Never.
Then we have Facebook?
Daily.
And would you say is multiple times a day or about once a day?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. And then we have TikTok.
Never.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Never.
And YouTube.
Maybe once daily.
And would you say multiple times a day, about once a day?
About once a day.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is Meta / Facebook plays a negative role in society. Do you agree or disagree? And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Then we have Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Agree.
Is that somewhat agree?
Strongly disagree.
Oh, strongly disagree. Thank you. Then we have TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
And X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law? And yes, go ahead.
I've heard that was going on. Has that happened? Has it been signed into law? I didn't think it had been.
Well, it says that they passed a bill to ban TikTok and the president signed it into law.
Okay. And, I didn't think he had signed that, but I've heard, I'm aware of the situation, put it that way.
And based on that, would you say you have heard a lot about it or just a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and the president signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I guess more.
More likely? And would you say much more likely to vote for or somewhat more likely to vote for?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have three more questions to go, and then we go to the demographic questions, and we're done. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would you say they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us? They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? They are playing politics? they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors.
Wow, that's it's a combination of a bunch of those, I think. But I would say that protect privacy.
Protect citizens' data security?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. The first one is news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, yes or no?
No.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
YouTube?
No.
Cable news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes.
Talk or news radio?
Yes.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
National Evening Network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC? That we have print newspapers or magazines?
Yes.
Then we have local TV news?
No.
And social media such as Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.